important aspect is that the Australia and India-US relationships have been improving very much over the last decade, and that reflects very similar imperatives that both Australia and the United States have in engaging with India as a major new power in the Indo-Pacific. And I suppose the report is about how those relationships can be put together for everyone's benefit, and so that each of those countries can get more out of those relationships in terms of security and stability in the region.
हमने डॉक्टर डेविड ब्रूस्टर से ये भी पूछा कि भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के संबंध फिलहाल कहाँ पर है और जहाँ पर सामरिक स्तर पर संभवतः हो सकते थे क्या वहाँ पर है?
Well, I suppose it's a bit of a question of glass half full or glass half empty. Certainly, the relationship has come a huge distance over the last decade, particularly after the Australia agreed to allow uranium exports to India. That was a big turning point. And particularly under Mr. Modi's government, he has really rejuvenated Indian foreign policy and moved it in quite new directions. And that includes a much stronger willingness to engage with countries like Australia. So that's been a huge distance moved in terms of the relationship. But nevertheless, objectively speaking, the defence and security relationship is still relatively thin, certainly compared to Australia's other security partners. And so in my view, there's a huge amount to be done to actually build much more operational coordination and interoperability among our defence forces.
डॉक्टर डेविड ब्रूस्टर ने अपनी रिपोर्ट में ये भी कहा है कि स्ट्रैटेजिक ऑटोनॉमी भारतीय सुरक्षा नीति का होली ग्रेल है, यानी सामरिक स्वायत्तता सुरक्षा नीति के मद्देनजर भारत के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है। तो हमने उनसे पूछा कि ऐसी परिस्थिति में ऑस्ट्रेलिया, भारत और अमेरिका के बीच किस तरह के सामरिक समीकरण वो देखते हैं।
Well, look, the idea of strategic autonomy, you could either call it a holy grail or perhaps you could call it a mantra, something that you just repeat over and over again, hoping that you'll get there. But the meaning of strategic autonomy to Indians is really an open one. And ultimately, it comes down to a question of what is in India's best interests and what is the best way to enhance India's power and influence in the world.
हमने डॉक्टर डेविड ब्रूस्टर से ये भी सवाल किया कि क्या इन प्रस्तावित समीकरणों को केवल चीन के संदर्भ में देखा जाना चाहिए या भविष्य के मद्देनजर इसके और भी पहलू हो सकते हैं?
Well, look, China is certainly the driving reason for the biggest driving reason for the change in India's outlook. And it's really moving India to closer relationships with the United States and Australia to balance China's rising power. But yes, it does have really far-reaching implications for India's overall perspective on the world. As India rises as a major economic power, India will, in a much more confident way, engage with the world and become one of the managers of the international system, rather than trying to defend itself and exclude itself from the international system.
उल्लेखनीय है कि भारत ने ऐतिहासिक स्तर पर नॉन अलाइनमेंट की नीति अपनाई है और ऐतिहासिक स्तर पर भारत के रूस से भी अच्छे रिश्ते रहे हैं। इसके मद्देनजर हमने डॉक्टर ब्रूस्टर से पूछा कि वास्तविक स्तर पर भारत, ऑस्ट्रेलिया और अमेरिका के बीच जैसे रिश्तों के सुझाव दिए जा रहे हैं क्या वो लागू किए जा सकते हैं?
Oh, look, I don't see India's traditional relationship with Russia as being a big problem. India will maintain its relationship with Russia because it serves particular Indian purposes, particularly Russia's veto in the UN Security Council and as a possible counterweight to China. So I think India will continue with that relationship, but it certainly will not be as close as it was in the past, and it will be for very particular purposes. So I don't see India's Russia relationship as limiting what it might want to do with the US or Australia.
वहीं हमने डॉक्टर डेविड ब्रूस्टर से ये भी पूछा कि इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में भू राजनीति से जुड़ी गतिविधियों के चलते ऑस्ट्रेलिया के लिए भारत के साथ सामरिक रिश्ते कितने महत्वपूर्ण हैं।
Oh, look, I think it's extremely important. We are the region is moving, whether quickly or slowly, towards a much more multipolar region, and India will be inevitably be a major player in the region. And it's very important for Australia to have a close relationship with an India that is strong and prosperous and democratic. And I think a close friendship with India in a multipolar world is very much in Australia's interest.
वहीं हमने डॉक्टर ब्रूस्टर से ये भी सवाल किया कि आज की स्थिति देखते हुए सामरिक स्तर पर आगे चलते वो भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के रिश्तों को कहां जाते देखते हैं।
I think the relationship will certainly get a lot stronger, almost inevitably, and it's just a matter of how quickly we are able to move the relationship along and how we can combine it with the United States, the India-US relationship. I think the more the three countries work together rather than separately, it will be in much more of the interests of all of those countries in creating a much more stable and peaceful regional order.
वहीं हमने जाते जाते डॉक्टर डेविड ब्रूस्टर से ये भी सवाल किया कि क्या ऐसा करने से भारत को दूसरे देशों के साथ अपने रिश्तों से या अपनी स्ट्रैटेजिक ऑटोनॉमी के साथ समझौता तो नहीं करना पड़ेगा।
Look, India will, one thing is for certain. India will always act in its own interests. Now, if you agree with that, then it just becomes a question of how it can most improve its interests. Should it most advance its interests by acting alone, or should it most advance its interests by acting in cooperation with other countries? And I'm saying that it can most advance its interests by acting in cooperation with Australia and the United States.